It was Christmas Day in the afternoon. The Christmas dinner had been eaten, the Christmas presents had been opened, and all the paper and the packaging had been cleared away. And a young boy could do what he really wanted to do. And so he went over to his bucket of Lego under the Christmas tree and brought it out into the centre of the living room. And he said to his dad, "Dad, I'm going to build a tower. Not any old tower, but the tallest tower that's ever been built." And his father, who was rather sleepy, sitting on the sofa, watching television, said, "Great, go ahead." And so the young boy started building his tower with his small plastic Lego bricks. And the tower started to get taller and taller. And as it got taller, his father became more interested. And soon his father had joined him, kneeling on the living room floor, planning and building the tallest Lego tower ever built. Anyway, after a little while, the young boy's mother came into the room and said to him, "It's bedtime." And the boy replied, "But the tower, it's not yet finished." So his mother said to him, "It can wait." And she hustled him off to bed. First of all, of course, he had to brush his teeth. And then he went to bed. And a little later, the mother said to her husband, "When are you coming to bed?" And in a rather distracted manner, he said, "Soon." And he was a man with a mission, and he kept on building this Lego tower until he'd used all the Lego bricks and built his tower. Anyway, come the next morning, and the young boy got up, stumbled downstairs and into the living room, and there he saw the Lego tower, very tall, already built, and his father sitting smiling on a chair, waiting to receive the thanks and admiration from his son. And the boy said, "But Dad, we were meant to build it together." And with that, he walked out of the room. The Bible tells us that God wanted a relationship with his people, but from the very beginning, his people disobeyed him. It began with Adam and Eve, and gradually the disobedience grew, and the gulf grew wider between God and man. And then God took the initiative. He sent his Son into our world, Jesus Christ, to reconnect with his children. And so God, out of his love, came to reconnect with his children. You see, relationships are very important. And a relationship isn't just about having the same genes or sitting at the same desk at work or about sending a card on a birthday or at Christmas time. It's more than that. It's about self-giving and sharing and doing things together and connecting with one another. But man had broken that connection, and so God had to put things right. And the way he chose to do that was through coming into this world through Jesus Christ. Because, you see, we'd been rather like the father in the story. We'd been set on our own particular mission, our mission of success, building our own tower. But what the father did when he continued to build the tower, he forgot his son. And when the sun came down in the morning, he was disappointed. The tower had already been built. Something he wanted to do with his father, that had been lost. So anyway, the father went out and he bought his son another Christmas present. And about an hour later, he came, he gave it to his son, and his son unwrapped it, and it was another bucket of Lego. And his father said, "Let's build another tower, but let's this time build it together." And so for the rest of the morning, father and son were on their knees on the living room floor, building a second tall tower right next to the one that had already been built. And finally they finished the second tower. And the son said, "It's not yet finished. And there are a few more Lego bricks left over." And he took those two and he built an arch between the first tower and the newly built second tower. It was a bridge. And this is what we celebrate at this Christmas time. God came to us in Jesus Christ, building a bridge with his rebellious children through Jesus Christ. God chose to reconnect with us through Jesus Christ. And so one of the names that Jesus was given was Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. And that's the message of Christmas. The message of the birth of Jesus Christ, that through Jesus, God has built a bridge with us, his people.